Songwriter Victory Boyd. She won a Grammy writing music for Kanye West. It's a brand new song she's got right here. It's called I Don't Have to Pretend. As a matter of fact, Victory Boyd has another song that we play on the radio station called Just Like in Heaven. I had somebody come up here to the radio station. They heard me play that song and they say, that song's weird. I say, no, you're weird. But I digress. Hallelujah. All right, tonight's the night where Pastor Bertrand Bailey is coming to town. He's going to be at the Galilee Baptist Church at 720 Lincoln Road tonight. And that church is pastored by John Lewis Jones. And you don't want to miss out on that. It's a three-night event, a three-night revival over at the Galilee Baptist Church on Lincoln Road with Pastor Bertrand Bailey. All right? All right. Let's get to our Bible Jeopardy Challenge this morning. Now, yesterday, we had a rather difficult Bible Jeopardy challenge, and we are going to recognize the people that got that right a little bit later on in the show. But right now, let's see if you can get this right. Who put torches in the midst of foxtails? Not to be confused with oxtails, which are actually good to eat, but who put torches in the midst of foxtails? Is it Samuel? Is it Samson? Is it Saul? Or is it David? Who put torches in the midst of foxtails? Samuel, Samson, Saul, or David? Judges 15:4 gives you the correct answer, and I'd like for you to give it back to me at 318-484-2423. 2500. Again, 318-484-2500. Look up the answer. Judges 15 and 4. Who put torches in the midst of foxtails? Samuel, Samson, Saul, David. Those are your choices. Get back with me. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back. Brand new music from PMJ. Call Windows is up next. He's on his way to Alexandria.
Y'all know who's coming. The one that was born in poverty.
Pastor Bertrand Bailey Jr.
Y'all know who's coming. The one that was born a helpless baby.
Pastor Bertrand Bailey Jr. at the Galilee Baptist Church for a three-night revival, December 5th through the 7th at 7 p.m. each night. The Galilee Baptist Church, 4720 Lincoln Road in Alexandria, pastored by Reverend John L. Jones. You don't want to miss this three-night affair at 4720 Lincoln Road in Alexandria. The Galilee Baptist Church with guest pastor Bertrand Bailey Jr. The Galilee Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Well, as far as the Tuesday weather forecast goes for the five cities, let's begin with Natchez, Mississippi, where there's plenty of sunshine, maybe some clouds in between all of that. Expect a high at 67. The overnight hours bring clear skies and a low at 37. Monroe has sunshine, a high at 69, clear skies at night with a low at 38. Tuesday is sunny in Shreveport, 69 for the afternoon, overnight low at around 40 under clear skies. In Lake Charles, there's partly cloudy skies expected with a high at 69. Partly cloudy skies continue at night with a low around 45. And here in the central city, we'll have an abundance of sunshine with a high temperature reaching 69. Clear skies at night with a low near 40. That's your five cities forecast for Tuesday. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe it.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on the station that's five cities strong all day long. And we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. You just heard Pastor Mike Jr. with Windows. Speaking of windows, do you have windows open this time of year? And I'm really curious about some people. I know that folks who listen to this program sometimes have told me that they sleep with a fan on them year-round, no matter what the weather's like outside. They go to sleep with a fan on. How many of you actually do that? I encourage you to call me. Now, I'm not trying to put your business out in the street. I'm just really taking a survey, so to speak. How many people actually sleep with a fan on them? They can't go to sleep any other way. You can't even try to go to sleep unless you have a fan on. I'm at 318-484-2500. I'd really love to hear from you if you're like that, all right? Kirk Franklin is here. Now Behold the Lamb. Christmas music on the radio.